Hi guys, welcome back to Y'all Hearing This. My name is Kay. Thank you so much for coming and checking us out here on a Wednesday, where every week I pick a new artist of the week to check out, watch a couple MVs, watch a dance practice live, watch a guide, and then do a podcast where I wrap it all up, talk about it a little bit, and also give you some K-pop news and comebacks, things like that. This week I checked out NCT Dream. Now, of course, I have heard some things from them before. I've actually even heard a whole album. I did a listening party to ISTJ and really liked that. But I am doing kind of an NCT marathon this month. So I already checked out 127 a couple weeks ago and doing Dream this week and doing another subunit in a couple weeks. You'll have to stick around to find out who. But yeah, I had a great, great time. Oh, let's see. What did I do? I did chewing gum and beatbox for MVs. So chewing gum was just that super, super cute. I think it said they debuted in 2016, and I believe that was their debut single, and they were tiny babies, basically. Yeah, because they were like 16, some of them even like 14. Yeah, because I think it was like 2000 to 2002 where their age range lines anyway. But yeah, but that was adorable, but a lot of fun. And then beatbox was great. I really loved Broken Melodies. I think I said that on that video too, from ISTJ. But that whole album is great, and I listened to it quite a bit actually. And then for dance practice, I did Hot Sauce, and then I did a live clip of It's Yours. And Hot Sauce, I swear I've heard that song somewhere. So I'm not sure if that was like a dance challenge or something. But I definitely had heard that somewhere, but also a lot of fun. My favorite thing every week is going back and adding everything to my playlist to listen to. So, and it's really funny how the songs you like on the first hearing, but then you put on a playlist and then a month later you realize you've listened to it like 1,000 times and that happens a lot. So this is great. I really love doing these little bits of deeper dives on Wednesdays. I know it's not, barely scratches the surface of everything that they have. So definitely please leave me more suggestions for your favorite songs. And the guide I watched was a lot of fun. It was more focused on the members. It didn't really go into, their releases and things like that. But it was still a great time. I really fell in love with Haechan and Jaemin. Their personalities were very, very fun. Haechan may be a little annoying, but hey, that's okay. No, but you can tell that they all have so much fun together. Chaos is real, and I live for chaotic groups. I love them so much. So yeah, I'm excited to get to know them more, to get to know their music more, but also see kind of bonus content stuff too. And like I said in the guide video too, you guys have recommended kind of an overarching NCT guide that has all the different subgroups. So I promise I will get into that once I go through all the groups. So I did want to look up a little bit more about them in general so we can get kind of a better, feel for them. So let me do that. All right. So the third subunit of NCT, formed by ESM in 2016, initially intended to be the teenage unit of NCT with an admission and graduation system. Oh, okay, gotcha. So they would leave after reaching the age of majority, but then they rebranded in 2020. Yes, and so they did start in 2016 with Chewing Gum. Mark, Renjun, Jeno, Haechan, Jaemin, Chunlae, and Jisung. Okay, so I guess in 2018, the group's leader, Mark, graduated from NCT Dream, but then returned in 2020, and now they're just that fixed seven-member group, so that's cool. Let's see. They've released 4 EPs, 6 singles, 2 studio albums, and headlined 1 tour in Asia. And I know you guys also said that they sometimes do tours on their own, but then also will tour as NCT, and then the different subunits will do stages and things like that. So that's really cool. I guess that was like the latest tour. So that's exciting. I hope that we get more in the near future. I can't wait to start planning out shows for this year. So yeah. So I hope they come around. I don't know. I mean, I imagine they must. They're huge, so they must tour in the US. So yeah. So I will be on the lookout for that. But yeah, definitely just, I can't wait to learn more, guys. So please leave me more info in the comments. I really love it when you guys do that. It's a lot of fun to get to interact with you guys and get some info from you. So, because you guys are the experts here. I am a very newbie. So yeah, but NCT Dream, definitely up there for me. I've really come to love pretty much anything SM. The different companies have such different feels to them, you know? So, but yeah, I love them. I love them. Can't wait to know more from them. So anyway, let's get into a little bit of K-pop news. So, this just came out. Red Velvet's Wendy is going to make a solo comeback for the first time in 3 years. Doesn't have any more info on that yet. But that SM announced Wendy is actively preparing for the release of her new solo album. So that will be great. I definitely need to check out more from her. I can't remember if I've heard anything from her solo, but I love Red Velvet so much. So that will be great. GOT7, their 10th anniversary. It's crazy. So they officially debuted January 16th, 2014 on M Countdown with Girls, Girls, Girls. And it's been great getting to see some of the stuff they're putting out there. You know, Jin Young put, many things happened in this 10 years, but the only thing that's unchanged is our Agassiz hearts for us. How should I feel? How should I put it? It feels like it's possible that we can go even longer together. And Bam Bam post, I saw that earlier. So yeah, it's great. They're a group that I have come to love some of the members separately and can't wait to get into more of all together. I usually do member solo projects on Thursdays on YouTube, and I am currently doing Mamamoo, but next up is GOT7. So I'm really excited about that. So stay tuned. Let's see. And Billboard's, they put out their first world albums chart in 2024. And so the top 12 K-pop releases on Billboard's world albums chart is Rockstar by Stray Kids. And we have My AT's Boys with the world EP Finn, Will. Get Up by New Jeans, such a great album. Orange Blood by Enhypen. The Name Chapter Free Fall by TXT. 17th Heaven by 17. Five Star by Stray Kids. Proof by BTS, Fact Check by NCT 127, Drama by aespa, Oh Are You Late Too by BTS, New Jeans by New Jeans. So it's a great, great list. And I actually think I've heard most of them. I still need to check out 17th Heaven. And I don't think I've listened to the whole Fact Check album either by NCT 127, but definitely heard the title track anyway. But yeah, and let's get into some comebacks. So the 15th, we have NMIX with an album release, title track Dash. It's a second EP, FE304 Break. I'm not sure if that's how I'm pronouncing that correctly. aespa is releasing Regret of the Times, a 2024 aespa remake version. Let's see, the 16th, we have Hui from Pentagon with a first mini album. Sistar 19 releasing title track No More My Boy. Lehigh releasing title track My Beloved. I always say it like that, My Beloved, I'm not sure. And let's see, we've got IVE on the 19th with an English single All Night featuring Saweetie. So that's really cool. I'll have to look out for that. I really like IVE too. But yeah, looks like a fun week. Sistar 19, I don't know too much about, but I have heard awesome things about them. So, and I believe they're an older group. So yeah, leave me any suggestions you may have for them. But as always, guys, just have the best time getting into these groups a little bit more. So I hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much, as always, for coming and checking this out and supporting me. Love you. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Y'all Hearing This has been produced by Christopher Stanton and Kristen Kayala and edited by Kristen Kayala. Our theme song and the music you're listening to now is by Tappa Music. Please go check them out on SoundClick. Check us out on YouTube and please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you to all of our listeners, and we'll see you next time on Y'all Hearing This.